I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And on Mondays, our subcategory is called Helping People. We call it Helping People because I have a passion for helping people. And I do this. Okay, first, let me stop for a minute and call out what I feel like is the elephant in the room. I am so tired. It is in one of those phases where y'all know that I just had a baby. He's 6 months old now. And oh, by the way, in the bathroom here at the radio station, I found my first gray hair. I'm 37 and I have a gray hair. That's called having a 6 month old at age 37 when you're not young enough to be as spry as you need to be. Oh, anyways, I'm really feeling it today. I know that normally I talk really fast and I know I have 1,000 things to say, and today I'm just winging it because I am seriously hanging on by a thread. So let's just put it out there with that, because the show today is probably going to be reflective of that cognitive ability that I have going on right now. Who knows? Maybe it'll make it a better show than normal. Let's go for the positive reframe, right? So all of the boilerplate jargon that I have to stipulate. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work for Chico Creek Counseling underneath the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And I've mentioned before that the Lord seems to bring people in waves, where over this last summer that we just had, I had like almost all of my clients were marriage counseling sessions. And then before that, I had almost all of my clients were teenage girls. And it's like he'll bring me people who I just recently had a big wave of people in a lot of trauma that they had experienced a lot of abuse as children, or I can't describe all of the different things because that would probably not be appropriate, but really, 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 really traumatic things. Well, right now, I have another wave, and I don't know why he does this. I don't know why I don't just have like a splattering of all the different types all at the same time, but he doesn't. That's not how the Lord is operating in my career. He gives me a big chunk of similar people experiencing similar things. And right now, the chunk that I have of clients is women, specifically women who are on verges of life transitions and struggling in relationships. But when I am sitting there with them, it's not as much of the relationship that they're struggling with as it is their own sense of how much they value themselves and how much they trust the words that they're speaking to themselves. I don't know if that makes much sense, but when we get down to the nitty-gritty beyond all of the content. All of this is what happened in my childhood. This is what's happening right now. This is what's happening in my relationship. This is what I want for my future. When we get through all of the differences of all of the different people and we like gold pan, we get all of those little contents out of there. The nuggets are valuing themselves and being able to trust their own judgment and intuition. It's like there's that devil on one shoulder and angel on the other shoulder. And they've been there for so long that you don't really remember which one is which because they both sound reasonable. And you're constantly in this state of, since they both sound reasonable, which one is true? Since they both sound reasonable, which one is right? Which is the better decision? And then they're in the state of flux. What inspired me to talk about this was this morning I was reading this little article, and it was about this gal was writing this article about how when she was younger, she got all these mixed messages from the adults. She was told, don't let anyone touch you in your private area. Don't let anyone touch your bathing suit parts. But then she's in junior high, and all of her other cousins around the same age, also in junior high, they're at the swimming pool, and the boys are pantsing her underneath the pool, pulling her bikini bottoms down. And then the parents, she tells on them, and the parents say, leave the girls alone, and then go back to their conversations. So what do they hear? What do the boys hear? Well, yeah, I shouldn't be doing that, but it's not that big of a deal. And the girls hear, they shouldn't be doing that, but I'm not that big of a deal. Okay, we'll be back after these commercials.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of...
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
All right, let's try that again. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind you that while I am a therapist registered intern, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if the things that we're talking about trigger you and you think, oh my goodness, I need to explore that deeper, please don't wait for the next episode because who knows what that topic will be. Please call somebody in your area who can help help you explore that and help give you insight and skills to move forward with it. So we're talking about the devil on your shoulder and the angel on your shoulder and trying to differentiate who is right because you're so used to hearing the same voices. They've been there all that time. So what about that? Well, I want to make it very clear that I'm not on here to demonize parents or demonize men or boys at all, whatsoever, period. But I want to highlight the experience of girls because girls become women. And women are the women that you're in relationship with, whether it's your wife or your daughter or your cousin or your aunt or your sister or your mom. If you're a man, you still have women all over in your life. And if you're a woman and you are likely having girl time with your females in your life and talking about the things that are going on with you and trying to process, I mean, it's good to know these things about you and how to help yourself process and how to help others. So I was telling you the anecdote about the article that I read where the girl had all of the people in her life as a little girl would say, don't let anyone touch you in your private areas. That's your bathing suit parts. That's what they say. Don't let them touch you in your bathing suit parts because your bikini, you know, it covers your top and your bottom. And then junior high, the boys are pantsing her, or at the lake, they would be putting mud in her bathing suit bottoms. And she would tell on them, and the parents would say, hey, boys, knock it off. And then they would go back to talking. Leave the girls alone and go back to talking. There was no actual conversation or consequences. And not that we need consequences all the time, but we do need conversation. And we do need to teach our children to respect each other. And most importantly, to expect to be respected and how to stand up for themselves in that regard. So what does that look like? So now she's an adult. Now that girl is, actually no, let's go back. Now that girl is an adolescent, or she's still in junior high, and somebody has started molesting her, and she's being touched inappropriately, and it goes on for a very long time, and finally she gets the courage to say something, and she's in court, and people are saying, well, she didn't say anything. Well, she never told anybody. Did it really happen? Was it really that bad? Well, in her experience, when you advocate for yourself and you tell, nothing happens. And her abuser has been saying to her all this time, if you tell, these bad things are going to be the consequence of you telling. I'm going to do this to your sibling. I'm going to hurt your parent. I'm going to hurt you. If you tell, these things are going to be the consequence. No one's going to believe you. Oh, okay, so there's that lie. No one's going to believe you. And what does she have the experience of? She has the experience of nobody caring, or of people just half-heartedly caring. So she thinks, well, it's true. I used to tell on the boys all the time, and they did way less things, but that's still a violation. They were still putting their hands during in my private areas and pulling down my pants and showing my private parts. It might be under the water, but other kids are under the water, and it's humiliating. So she goes, and then there's victim blaming because she never told. And what's going on inside her head when this is happening to her and she's not telling? And she's feeling like she isn't worth it. She's not worthy. So now let's say that that never happened. She was never molested. She's just a normal, everyday gal. She's in her 20s, and she's out on her own for the first time. And she's being extra social because that's what they do at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Extra social. There's so much freedom. But she has to know that no means no. And she was saying no to those kids all the time, but nobody did anything. And so she learned that her no doesn't necessarily mean no, that her no is just flippant. And so now she's on her own, and she's an adult, and she is too embarrassed to ask for guidance because that guidance should have been given a long time ago. And so she's wrestling with it inside her. How stern do I need to be without being called a B word? Because that's what they will do. People will do to you if you're too stern and you're a woman. How stern is not stern enough where people will still do these things? And so she goes back and forth because both of them seem reasonable. She says, people aren't allowed to do that. No one can do this to me. No one can treat me this way. I don't have to go on a date if I don't want to go on a date. And then she'll think, oh, but you're being overly sensitive, or you're being elitist, or you're being and second guessing yourself. And which one of those is right? Because she second guesses both of them.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday called Helping People. And tomorrow I'm also the Tuesday host, and my guest is Max from Catalyst Domestic Violence Services. Also, my name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Services. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. I am indeed currently taking clients. So if you want to set an appointment to come in and explore some things going on in your life or in your mind and just get another opinion or help with any kind of issue you're working with, you can give me a call at 530-921-5122. I also will book people by texting and stuff like that because sometimes it's hard to return phone calls when you're in the middle of, you have 10 minutes between clients. It's the hardest part of being a therapist is balancing all of that. So you can always text 530-921-5122 to just get the ball rolling if you're in a hurry too. Okay, so we were talking about women and being able to value our desires and state them. Another thing that I often hear in session is I have a gal who tried breaking up with her boyfriend several times. And she has all these very valid reasons. And they're just boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't live together. She still lives at home. There's nothing going on beyond that. So she wants to break up with her boyfriend. And she keeps telling him she wants to break up with him. And she says, these are the reasons why. And then he talks her out of it. And she comes back and she says, well, I tried breaking up with him again. I really tried to stick up for myself this time, but I just couldn't. He talked me into it. And I say, okay, well, he talked you into staying together. But how do you feel about that? Are you excited? Like, do you feel like, hey, he really cares? Hey, we have a chance for a fresh start. Things are going to be different. I feel heard. And she says, no, I just feel manipulated. And I feel like I feel bad that if I break up with him, it's going to hurt him so much. And I feel bad that he wants to be with me more than I want to be with him. And I feel bad that I can't stick up for myself. And my heart is like, I just feel so much compassion for the girl. Because one of the other parts is the statement that she makes, I just can't stick up for myself. And I feel like sticking up for yourself is when someone is saying mean things. Hey, you're ugly and your mom addresses you funny. And you say, knock it off, I'm a good person. That's sticking up for yourself. Hey, you have bad character traits and I don't like you. I don't have bad character traits. I have good character traits and you don't have to like me. That feels like that's what sticking up for yourself is. But saying, this relationship is unhealthy and I am unhappy and I am ready to end this relationship because I can't see it going farther. That's not sticking up for yourself. That's making your needs known. That's making that's having boundaries. That's having respect. That's being authentic. That's being honest. That's not dragging someone along and being passive. All of that is really important. So what I wanted to say about that is that we have taught our girls, or often we've taught girls, that just making their needs known is a battle. Just making their needs known is a battle and something to second guess. Why is that something to second guess? It's not. So we need to teach ourselves and we need to teach our daughters how to value ourselves over devaluing ourselves. It just sounds so weird. But you're not, just because you're sticking up for yourself or just because you're advocating for yourself doesn't mean you're putting someone else down. Doesn't mean you're being selfish. It doesn't mean anything negative about the other person if you get your needs met. As long as you're not hurting the other person in a way that walks all over their own boundaries and their own personal rights and freedoms. I'm going to go and have a wonderful day, and you do too. Be blessed and be well rested. I pray that for you and for myself.